I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 18th. I'm J.R. Whelan for the Wall Street Journal. When electric car maker Tesla joins the S&P 500 on Monday, it'll be the largest company by market value to ever join the index. It's a bit of a vindication for many small investors who've snapped up Tesla shares in recent years.
They really can be such a passionate bunch. And in my reporting in recent days, I've spoken to investors who have not only bought the stock, but also poured a lot of their money into the cars.
But how will Tesla's inclusion in the S&P 500 impact its shareholders, as well as the rest of Wall Street? Our markets reporter Gunjan Banerjee will be here with answers after the break.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Tesla is set to join the S&P 500 next week as one of the 10 biggest companies in the U.S. stock market. But it's what is likely to happen before the start of trading on Monday that has many investors buzzing. For more, let's check in with markets reporter Gunjan Banerjee. Gunjan, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So just to take a step or two back, how did Tesla get here? It's the biggest company to ever join the S&P 500. Why is that?
Tesla's inclusion to the S&P 500, especially as such a large company, is pretty unusual. It's the biggest company ever to join the S&P 500. And the reason for that is that this year, Tesla, for the first time, delivered an annual profit. And that made it eligible for inclusion to the S&P 500. However, it's been a stock that individual and institutional investors have turned to for much of the past year, and they've sent its shares soaring and its market value soaring throughout the year, making it the biggest company to ever join the S&P 500 at this stage.
So at a basic level, what does it mean for a company when its stock enters the S&P? Does anything about the company change?
So this is a landmark moment for Tesla and any company that joins the index. You know, the S&P 500 is one of the, if not the most widely watched stock benchmark in the entire world. And it's supposed to kind of, you know, represent the U.S. economy. So it's an incredibly prestigious moment for any company. And especially for Tesla fans, you know, Tesla has such a die-hard fan base. So many of them are kind of rejoicing right now. One, because their shares are up this insane amount this year. And two, Tesla has been such a popular bearish bet that many of them are almost feeling vindicated right now because, you know, Tesla short investors, those who have taken on bearish positions against the company, have been such a vocal bunch and have continuously pointed out kind of its flaws in recent years.
Yeah, let's talk about that bearish bet. How strong have those bears been that have been betting against Tesla?
This is one of the most fascinating things about Tesla, and that is how controversial of a stock it is. You know, it's the sixth biggest company in the U.S. stock market, but I would argue it's the most controversial name out there because it has this really passionate camp of bullish investors and bearish investors. And these bearish investors, they've critiqued Tesla for years, and they include prominent investors like Greenlight Capital, which is headed by David Einhorn. And these bearish investors, despite the stock's kind of run-up this year, they remain pretty prominent, and Tesla remains the most shorted stock in the market.
You know, Tesla's been a very popular stock among individual investors. What's the appeal?
It's so fascinating to talk to individual investors in Tesla because they really can be such a passionate bunch. And in my reporting in recent days, I've spoken to investors who have not only bought the stock, but also poured a lot of their money into the cars, buying one, two cars. You know, I spoke to one investor who said, hey, if it wasn't for these crazy Tesla gains this year, I wouldn't have been able to even afford a car. And finally, I was able to buy a Tesla car. Some of them have been buying Tesla tequila, which was marketed on the car maker's website for $250 a piece recently before it sold out. So they view Tesla as not just a car maker, but they view it as a technology company. And many of them, you know, they idolize Elon Musk and they think that he's going to continue innovating. A lot of them even compare Tesla to Apple, which kind of reshaped its respective industry. You know, I spoke to an investor who said he compared driving a Tesla car for the first time to holding an iPhone for the first time after years of using another phone.
Now, Tesla is scheduled to join the S&P on Monday. Will stockholders notice any changes before then?
Friday, today, is a huge day for not only Tesla, but also the stock market. And that's because many index funds who follow the S&P 500 are expected to buy shares of Tesla as of the close of trading Friday. So there will be a huge surge of trading toward the tail end of the day. Some people say this could cause volatility in the markets or in shares of Tesla. But as of Monday, if you own an S&P 500 index fund, you own Tesla.
Okay, speaking of index funds, more generally, how about people who own shares in funds or might have funds as part of their 401k? Will this process affect them?
This affects anyone who holds an S&P 500 index fund or an ETF or something like that, because as of Monday, they will basically be holding shares of Tesla in those index funds automatically, because those funds on Friday likely will be buying shares of Tesla. That's really because of the importance of the S&P 500 index. There are so many ETFs that are benchmarked to that. So that means that an S&P 500 index fund needs to buy shares of Tesla in order to accurately track the benchmark.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Gunjan Banerjee. Gunjan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.